Rample. I heard you made a great speech down at the club last night. What was the subject?
Why, the subject was woman.
I'd like to hear a little bit of that speech.
Would you? Well, here it is. Well, the word woman is derived originally from the Latin by adding woe to man. And she's been adding woe to man ever since. Adam bit into the apple because he was tempted by a peach. And man's troubles have been coming in pairs ever since. Although woman was evolved from man's rib, she has refrained from remaining a side issue. Go back as far as the 15th cemetery. Pick up the Old Testament. Turn to page 23, 16th chapter, first stanza of St. Luke. There you will read that woman came from the rib of man. And man has been chasing all over creation ever since, trying to find his own rib.
Lord, I chased a long time after my rib before I landed it, and the rib I got must have been a spare rib, for I still got it.
Here's a little advice I gave to the single ladies last night. Girls, don't plunge headlong into matrimony. Select a husband as carefully as you would a piece of beef. See that he's healthy, good-natured, and young and tender.
Yes, Case, there's plenty of time to roast him after he's married.
A friend of mine was thinking of getting married last week, and knowing that I was a married man, he wrote to me for advice. Listen to the copy of the letter I sent him. Dear Bill, a wife is man's greatest gift. She helps him in business, nurses him in sickness, and shares his joys and sorrows. Married life is the only life, especially when you are fortunate enough to get a sweet, tempered, handsome little jewel of a wife like mine. P.S. Mary Jane has just left the room. Stay single, you doggone fool. Stay single.
Lord, it's easy to get married nowadays. A friend of mine got married and divorced inside of a week.
Why, how did that happen?
Well, one Sunday he was down on the corner reading a funny paper. A girl comes along. He smiles, she smiles. He winks, she winks. They get acquainted. Monday he calls to see her. Tuesday they're engaged. Wednesday they're looking for the furniture. Thursday they get married. Friday they quarrel. Saturday they get a divorce. And Sunday he's down on that same corner looking at another funny paper.
But they tell me you was appointed postmaster of the village by the president last week.
Yes, indeed I was.
Well, what was the trouble? The post office was closed all day yesterday.
Well, you see, I had become the father of twins the night before, so I posted up this sign, unable to sort the letters today on account of the arrival of two extra males.
Lord, but you're brave to be the father of twins. You look as brave as a lion.
Go on, man. You never see the lion.
Who never see the lion?
You didn't.
Well, what are you talking about? There's a great big lion down at Jim Dooley's livery stable.
Ah, that ain't no lion. That's a big jackass.
Can't help that. That's just what you look like.
Oh, my Lord.
Satan growling about, hail Jerusalem, hail. He's in a bad box, he can't get out, hail Jerusalem, hail. When it stole old Gabriel's horn, hail Jerusalem, hail. When it put that horn and pawn, hail Jerusalem, hail. Hail, hail, hail Jerusalem, hail.
Mm-mm.
Oh my Lord, hail Jerusalem, hail.
Will now pass up the contribution box.